A decade of fighting back, there has been a fight back, despite the depth of the crisis, and the woeful role of Blairite councillors and the unwillingness of their allies in the tops of the trade unions, to mobilise national resistance by council workers and working class communities. Resistance to cuts at a local level has been widespread. The fight to save libraries, children's and youth centres, swimming pools, and care homes, has been endless. As the initial round of cuts were imposed, a small but heroic number of councillors refused to vote for cuts in Southampton, Hull, Warrington and Leicester. And with the help of the Socialist Party and the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, an anti-cuts electoral alliance established by the RMT Transport Union and the Socialist Party in 2010, these rebels called for no-cuts budgets. No cuts budgets. This was before the election of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader in 2015. What a different situation would we be in if his election had been used as a platform to build a united campaign of Labour councils to stop council cuts. By using reserves and borrowing powers to set no cuts budgets, councils could then mobilise mass campaigns of council workers, their trade unions and the community, demanding the Tory-led government restore council funding. Elsewhere, important industrial battles have taken place, with council workers fighting back. Key victories have been won showing what is possible by the Birmingham Bin Workers, 2017-18, and Home Care Workers, 2018-19, the Glasgow Equal Pay Strike, 2018, and Southampton Council Strike in 2010-11, and teachers at Valentine Primary School in Southampton this year. If council union leaders had mobilized their huge army of members in national strike action, council cuts could have been halted. These struggles, especially in Birmingham against a right-wing Blairite council, expose the need for a different approach. Unite Assistant General Secretary Howard Beckett got significant support for his criticism of Birmingham Blairite councillors when he told them, "If you act like Tories, we'll treat you like Tories." By calling for an immediate freeze on council cuts, Corbyn would distinguish himself from these pink Tories and mark a decisive turning point in the election. Calling for support from council trade unions to back his call to freeze cuts would help in mobilizing the kind of election campaign that is needed to bury the skepticism about a Corbyn-led government and inspire confidence that real change is coming.